Austin's nightmare seemed to come to an abrupt end early this morning when a man identified as the serial bomber blew himself up inside a red SUV during a confrontation with police. The police chief said the young man was responsible for the bombings that have killed 2 and injured 4. He also warned the city's residents to be on the lookout for bombs that may have been planted earlier. NPR's John Burnett joins us on the line now from Austin. Hi, John.
Hi, Elsa.
So you were out in the bomber's neighborhood today. What did you see?
Well, the serial bomber is identified as Mark Anthony Condit, 23 years old. He'd worked at a semiconductor manufacturer here in the area. He went to Austin Community College for a couple of years. He was homeschooled. He grew up as the big brother to 3 sisters in a pale yellow house on Pfluger Street with an American flag hanging out front. The family's neighbor, a retired gentleman named Jeff Reeb, reacted this way.
Complete shock. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Extremely good neighbors. I like them a lot. I would call him a nice family.
Mr. Reeb described Mark Condit as a seemingly normal young man, quiet, smart, not out of the ordinary in any way.
Were investigators in Condit's neighborhood looking for evidence about who he was and why he did what he did?
So a few years ago, Condit moved out of the family home and into his own house about a mile away. It's a blue, purplish, 2-story affair surrounded by trees. It's in the same historic section of Pflugerville, which is a suburb north of Austin. This morning, that quiet neighborhood was crawling with cops. The house was surrounded by state troopers shouldering assault rifles. I saw an FBI special ops team and helmets and body armor ready to enter his residence to look for more evidence. Before police evacuated his neighbors, I spoke with Jay Schultz. He's a network engineer who lives a couple of blocks away. Schultz says he jogs by that house every night, and he would see Condit outside sometimes, and he described him as looking like a fraternity brother. Again, clean cut, nondescript. I asked him what was going through his head this morning.
Psychopaths have to live somewhere, too. You know, you don't expect them to live next to you, but I'm just glad it's over, to be honest with you. Bring some closure to some of the people. Doesn't bring any of their loved ones back, but at least people can stop living in fear around here.
What else can you tell us about the bomber? I mean, how did he learn to make these pretty sophisticated explosive devices?
Right. Well, he wasn't in the military, as some criminal profilers had speculated. We don't know where he got the knowledge to build these bombs. Not yet, anyway. In terms of his philosophy, all we have at this point is a blog he wrote when he was 17 years old and attending junior college. He described himself as a conservative who was opposed to gay marriage and abortion and supports the death penalty.
How did investigators find him this morning?
You know, they used a lot of really great police work. There was security video from a FedEx office in South Austin that showed Condit walking in there wearing a disguise, a blonde wig and gloves, and carrying 2 packages. There were receipts for purchases they traced to him. And there were pings from cell phone towers that located him in a motel parking lot a few miles from that blue house. And, of course, that's where the SWAT team confronted him when he killed himself.
Is Austin truly safe now that the suspected bomber is dead, or should people down there still be worried?
Well, there hasn't been any talk of accomplices that I've heard of, but it's clear that the bomber made lots of these explosive devices, at least 7 if you include the one he set off to take his own life. A security consultant I spoke with thinks Condit must have constructed them in the weeks and months before the bombings commenced. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is still telling Central Texans to keep on the lookout for suspicious packages. Here he is speaking to Fox News this morning.
We still don't know whether or not the individual who is now deceased, who is the bomber, whether or not he has sent out bombs that could be elsewhere.
But also, the mood here in the city is one of enormous relief. I'd say Austinites are exhaling, and now everybody really wants to know the why. What possessed the seemingly normal young man from a nice family to turn into a homegrown explosives expert and a murderer?
That's NPR's John Burnett reporting from Austin, Texas. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.